This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A shell hit the second floor of a hospital in northern Gaza, killing at least 12 people, according to the Hamas-led health ministry, and also a medical worker on the site, as Israeli troops focus on clearing medical facilities where they say Hamas militants take cover. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Compact with Africa summit is underway in Germany. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz opening the conference on African investment on Monday.
Growth in Africa means also growth for the whole planet in the end.
Scholz said an Africa free trade zone would lead to economic growth in Africa. Bad news for the planet and those of us who live on it. In the new United Nations Climate Report, Chief Scientific Editor of the annual Emissions Gap Report, Anne Olhoff.
The report finds, unfortunately, that there is a large gap, emissions gap, between where country pledges are taking us and where we should be heading.
She says the report shows the world is speeding to a 2.5 to 2.9 degrees Celsius global warming instead of the 1.5 degree target adopted in the Paris Climate Agreement. Another UN effort to save the planet, an effort to ban plastic production in Kenya, fell apart, according to Greenpeace. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma with that.
Environmental advocates criticized the outcome of the week-long UN-led meetings on plastic pollution, saying oil-producing countries successfully employed stalling tactics designed to weaken the treaty. Member states decided then to move forward with a revision of the September draft, which has become longer during this third round of negotiations.
This is VOA News. Argentina elected radical libertarian Javier Milei as president in a runoff on Sunday, giving the outsider candidate who has pledged to blow up the status quo a four-year mandate that will start December 10th. Massive drama continues over the firing of OpenAI founder Sam Altman on Friday. Microsoft on Monday announced it would hire Altman and co-founder Greg Bachman to lead a new advanced AI research team. OpenAI named new CEO, former Twitch leader Emmett Shear. This has thrown the high-tech world into a tizzy and has been playing out like a good telenovela. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin expressed solidarity with Ukraine after he arrived for an official visit to Kyiv on Monday, stopping by the U.S. Embassy to thank the staff.
I just want you to know that we're grateful for what you're doing. I am personally grateful. The President of the United States is grateful.
The visit comes amid increased division over Ukraine aid and the U.S. legislature. In Hong Kong...
Welcome to the Kingdom of Arendelle!
Hundreds of Frozen fans from around the world were delighted on Monday, rushing into the first Frozen-themed land as the attraction officially opened its gates to the public at the Hong Kong Disney Resort.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles. I flew out here for the opening of Arendelle because to me this is like the most important thing I could possibly come to. Like, it's 10 years celebrating Frozen, and the last 10 years have been like amazing because the story of Frozen has changed my life. It makes me think about my mom, my family, like love, and love is an open door, so I came to celebrate that. Yay!
Michael Moriarty, the managing director of the Hong Kong Disneyland Resort, likened the world of Frozen to a crown jewel, envisioning this new attraction to play a crucial role in the post-COVID recovery. The world of Frozen attraction is a recreation of the world you see in the Frozen movies. The town of Arendelle, the hometown of Anna and Elsa from the Disney blockbuster Frozen movie franchise. Landmarks including Elsa's Ice Palace, the Arendelle Castle, the Clock Tower, and the Friendship Fountain have been recreated. You can get more news on our website 24 hours a day. That is voanews.com. We also have a couple of mobile apps you can download. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.